pipe out of his mouth.
Do? I intend to visit this flat world. What else?
Tide was up when the shuttle juddered into the terminal, smoke pouring from the brake pads. The Kung had solved the water level problem by building the terminus buildings on a raft that rose up and down the line as the migrating oceans shifted around the planet. Kin peered out into the grey rain. Around the station raft, other woven buildings were bobbing at their anchor poles. A few Kung were abroad this early, paddling coracles along the shifting streets like a regatta for golems. Marco splashed up, dragging a small and terrified Kung behind him.
This says it's been hired to pick us up. Not very dramatic, is it?
Prodded by Marco, the boat Kung led them over the gaggle of boats moored around the platform to a human-built tourist speedster, its four balloon tyres now doubling as flotation bags. Kin settled into the back seat. The rain was warm, and she was already sodden. Maybe there was something particularly penetrative about Kung water. Marco shoved the boat Kung into the front passenger seat and fumbled with the controls. The mooring rope groaned and parted as the boat bucketed forward between wings of spray. He drove with three arms draped nonchalantly over the seat. Four arms. Four arms were rare. In the bad old days before the revolution, high caste Kung had used mitogenetic techniques to influence the growing embryo. Four arms meant warrior caste. Kin decided to try tact. How come, she asked, how come you have to have shirts specially made? He didn't look round.
Family tradition, he said. My family always send one male into the warriors, and they operated on my mother. But you remember the line break of 58?
Sure. Earth was cut off for a month. Some lunatic bombed both termini simultaneously.
Yes. My parents were on the embassy staff at New Stavanger. By the time the line was replaced, my mother was in labour.
And the Kung believed that when a child was born, its receptive mind was taken over by the nearest available discarnate soul.
As a matter of fact, my father was prevented from killing himself by the Shand cultural attaché, who was dining with him, said Marco levelly. He thought he could get to me first, you see. It didn't work. So they put out humanity papers on me and found me a home with an old couple down in Mexico. And then they left Earth. End of story. How come you're bald?
Kin's hand flew to her wig.
Age. Hair can't take it.
Marco was watching the horizon intently.
Oh, he said. I wondered. I always think one shouldn't be shy about this sort of thing, don't you?
The boat chattered through half-drowned groves and flotillas of villages until it was brought to a dead halt by weeds brushing against the hull. Marco swore and kicked the power changeover.
It's the tide, said Marco.
Hull out of the water, they whirred on through streaming vegetation. A few late fish, abandoned by the water, were hopping awkwardly after the departing sea. On Kung, only amphibians survived for long. Presently, the vegetation and the gradient suggested country that was seldom inundated for more than 1 hour in 20. Under the boat Kung's direction, they picked up a track that wound up into permanently dry grassland. If Kung had been a human world, it would have been cultivated to within an inch of its life. The Kung shunned it as a desert. The boat jolted over a ridge. There was a round valley, with the inevitable lake at the bottom and a spaceship bobbing at its centre.
It's a General Motors neutrino, ground-to-ground ring-rim fusion motor, spindle unibrake 34, staterooms choice of extras, said Marco,
lighting his pipe.
The N-System systems are a bugger. I flew one once. They were built to meet a demand which wasn't.
It looked like a fat donut. Has it got any armaments? Asked Kin weakly.
J-Lo!
Screamed the Raven.
Wouldn't like to be on the wrong side of the fusion flame.
The boat Kung was looking at Marco's pipe in terror.
Apart from that, There's a roomy hold,